yesterday was, it took a little bit to get used to, but at the same time, you know, it's muscle memory. You remember it pretty quickly. I mean, we were only gone for 3 weeks, so it's good to be back. This is the weather room we're going to be practicing in. So we got to get used to it. We got to get used to it fast.
Deacon's had another good day. It looks like we're going one.
Yeah, we try to do that. We try to have some good days, and, you know, we go out there and compete, and, you know, you're only as good as your last practice and your last day, so we understand that. So, you know, wipe yesterday clean, come out here, try to have the best day, and same thing for tomorrow. And that's kind of the mindset we have, and it's going to be going forward, you know, every day, just try to repeat it.
What's Mike Vrabel like?
Animated, interesting, but extremely knowledgeable, very smart. I mean, his football IQ is through the roof, you know. I mean, he's just a football person. He's a football player, now he's a football coach, and, I mean, he is football 100% all the time. So, you know, he's the kind of coach that's always trying to put his players in the best position possible. And you know, it's truly a team defense. Everyone's got to do their job for it to hold up and to be successful. And he does a great job teaching that. And you know, we just try to relay it on the field as best as we can.
Brian, what are your thoughts on Dylan Cole's performance on Saturday? He says you've kind of been mentoring him a little bit. What can that really
mean? Yeah, he's a talented kid. He's a tough football player. I kind of like his game a lot. And you know, he's undersized, but he makes up for it with his instincts and his speed, and I think that's what's important. And he's done a really good job coming in and showing a lot of good flashes of football.
How do you feel for this time of year?
Really good. Really good. I mean, you know, ninth year now in camp and going to our third preseason game, I'm as good as ever. So I'm just very pleasantly surprised at how I feel.
Brian, I saw the family out here yesterday.
Yeah. No, but, you know, this is the first time coming out to practice, and they were at the game the other night, so it's obviously an awesome opportunity anytime they get to come out and, you know, just see what their dad does for a living.
What do you want to say coming up on Thursday in the joint practice with New Orleans?
We're just going to be competitive, you know, that's the most important thing. I mean, I don't think we're going to try to scheme each other or get competitive advantages in certain plays or what, but it's pretty simple football. It was the same thing with New England for 2 days, and New Orleans is a good football team. New England's a good football team, and we try to go out there, and we just try to compete. You know, at the same time, it kind of breaks up the monotony of football camp, too. So you get away and get to play against some other guys, and definitely is beneficial for both teams. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not a bad experience at all. I mean, playing against two of the greatest ever, you know, back-to-back and in two practice weeks, and like I said, it's definitely beneficial for us. I mean, we can say that all we want, but we have to put it out there, and we have to put it out there every day. So we got a lot of work to do to live up to that, and we understand that. And it's a group that's willing to do it. So, you know, we'll see, and it should be interesting.
Along those lines, you've had playoff success here. You were probably not necessarily in training camp, but you made the playoffs. Does this impact you feel like that? Do you have that positive vibe about it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, especially because of how many guys returned from last year's team that made the playoffs. But every year is different. I mean, it's – you know, there's years that you could swear we wouldn't have made the playoffs and we wouldn't. There's, you know, years that you thought we definitely would have and we didn't. So, I mean, it's, you just got to play good consistently every single week, starting with the first week against Jacksonville.
Brian, I think you addressed this at some point last year, but, you know, players protesting the national anthem.
Yeah.
Strong military ties. How do you feel about that? And have you guys discussed that at all, maybe how to handle that or anything like that?
I think, if anything, we just discussed it on this organization and how much we respect the national anthem, but at the same time, we respect everybody's rights. So, you know, obviously there's individual decisions on what to do, but, you know, no matter what a teammate does, we have their back.